The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Belinda, today you've got two stories for us on plants. One is about synthetic steak. It tastes like steak. It looks like meat, but it's not meat. And what can you tell us about that? I know this is not a new story, but there's been many new developments.
For sure. Well, first of all, trigger warning, we're going to be speaking blood and flesh.
Okay.
Because this is not a vegetarian steak. What is very exciting about this is that this is lab-grown, what they refer to as clean meat.
Mm.
It's the first, it's the prototype steak produced in the world by none other than an Israeli startup called Aleph Farms, with ties to America's most popular hummus brand, Sabra. So this meat is environmentally friendly, and it's produced, the first one produced publicly in the world. How's it done? It's grown using four types of animal cells in three dimensions in a medium that is free of fetal bovine serum. So it's grown in the lab.
Wow.
And what is very, very fascinating is that we're going to have a kashrut debate arising, and it already has started. The Orthodox Union has been debating, is this now fleshich? Is it parav? Is it going to be kosher since it's now not grown in a medium from the stem cells in the lab? But what is and what will remain of concern to us is that at the moment, each steak is $50 and takes 2 to 3 weeks to synthesize. So not a cheap exercise.
Not a cheap exercise. I'm sure that as the technology advances, Belinda, the price will be driven down. And it's, I'm sorry, it's a lot to wrap one's head around. It. We've got medical ethics. We've got bioethics. We've got ecological, environmental, and resource management issues. It sounds really exciting.
I think it's very exciting. And what is quite fascinating also is that it's fully textured meat. Here comes the blood and guts. They've included muscle fibers and blood vessels. They've tested the texture. And leading the team is the chief scientific officer, who is Shulamit Levenberg, the dean of the Technion's biomedical engineering faculty. And the vice president of Aleph is Netta Lavon, the stem cell researcher. So you're right. The bioethics will come into it. But what is so amazing is that the team is already strong, because we have people who've been engaging with that field for some time. And they're calling them minute steaks because at the moment these steaks take only a minute to cook. But according to the taste test and this texture test, they sound very, very promising. And we will have the ethics, of course, of vegans, vegetarians. Will they allow themselves to eat the steak if it is not from a slaughtered animal? So Rabbi Menachem Genach, who has been quite vocal about this in the Orthodox Union, has said that it will only be kosher if it comes from a slaughtered kosher animal. But then there are other poskim who adopt a different attitude. So hopefully we will soon be seeing our kosher lab-grown steak in South Africa.
We still have to settle that halachic debate, don't we, Belinda? And from the blood and guts to, I don't know, interior decor, what can you tell us about algae curtains? I was going to say algae, but I don't want to confuse what are obviously curtains made from plant matter directly. I'm thinking seaweed and green things on the top of ponds with a well-known manufacturer's product.
So, algae, it is actually algae, as in the stuff that grows, the sometimes icky-looking stuff. And these curtains are the equivalent, they do the work of the equivalent of 20 large trees a day. And what Claudia Pasquero of the Ecologic Studio in London has done, as she has developed the curtains, is that she has now draped their prototype over a castle in Ireland. And what happens is that the aim is to curb pollution in crowded cities and to try and, of course, reduce the fallout of the greenhouse gases. They are actually living walls that scrub carbon dioxide from the air whilst pumping out oxygen.
Wow.
They purify the air, and it's a maze-like network of tubes filled with microscopic algae. I don't know what it smells like. But besides that, they're also quite pricey. They use photosynthesis, of course. And the air flows into the bottom of the curtains and rises through the tubes, feeding the microalgae along the way. So I think that's going to be quite an interesting thing. Imagine gazing out of your office window through these curtains. It almost feels like it has that horror house, you know, American Horror Story feel to it.
It's got a bit of a green kind of pall casting onto your nice desk. But presumably you don't have to wash them as often as fabric curtains, Belinda. And I mean, I could imagine they might also be edible. There might be some edible algae out there just to have a chew on the curtains.
Maybe that should be quite a good idea to put to him. Then it would be like the gingerbread house, except it would be the algae house.
Yes.
Yeah, please come in and feast upon my curtains.
Belinda Malitsky, bringing us the Mother Earth Report. Thank you so much. Looking forward to more weird and wonderful inventions next week and on matters ecological and environmental. Thanks for being with us.